Despite criticism at home, the welcome in Kenya was warm for former US President Bill Clinton and his daughter Chelsea. Father and daughter visited projects funded by the Clinton Development Foundation to boost agriculture, health and wildlife conservation that are improving the lives of ordinary Kenyans. Hank Sheinkoff is a former advisor to Bill Clinton.
The Clinton Foundation, regardless of what some may think, does several things. One, it convenes a conference every year, bringing people throughout the world and NGOs and in high positions of power together to come up with constructive answers to world problems. The president also visits countries throughout the world and brings private sector partners and others together to do things as diverse as providing clean water and health care for children, particularly throughout Africa and the developing countries.
This image is a far cry from the allegations of influence peddling that have damaged the charity's reputation and mired the early days of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. But in Nairobi, the waft of scandal did not compromise Bill Clinton's visit, says Kenyan government specialist Tom Mboya.
I believe they have been very well received. Media coverage that I've seen has been extremely positive. You know, the view here on the ground is one that is very positive of former President Clinton and Chelsea visiting. Given that we do have this very long-standing relationship between the U.S. and Kenya.
Kenya has not received high-profile visits from the U.S. since 2012. Beforehand, trips like this would have been unthinkable because of charges against President Kenyatta for his role in the 2007-2008 post-electoral violence. Tom Mboya says that U.S.-Kenya relations have since improved.
I think there was a difficulty in terms of diplomatic relations around the ICC issue, but I very much see that clearing up at the moment. I think that the visits by President Clinton and Secretary Kerry are a very clear indication of that.
John Kerry was in Nairobi for talks on security cooperation ahead of Barack Obama's visit there in July. As for the purpose of a Clinton's trip, some commentators argue that Bill Clinton's decision to go to Kenya before Obama was a blatant provocation, whilst others say it was a strategic move to protect Hillary Clinton's campaign. Hank Sheinkoff, former advisor to Bill Clinton.
The issue here is to keep them out of the United States while Senator and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton begins her presidential campaign. Create good PR around the world because that's what he intends to do and to get things done. And for Senator Clinton, Secretary of State Clinton, as she runs for president, keep your head down and do well in the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary so that your position is unchallenged.
But Hillary Clinton is under growing pressure for accepting foreign donations while she served as Secretary of State. Her critics denounce a conflict of interest for her failure to declare millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Donations such as a $1 million gift by a Moroccan phosphate company, which activists accuse of exploiting mineral resources in Western Sahara. Foreign analyst Christian Mallard says Morocco is trying to buy Clinton's tacit support.
If she is elected, the Western Sahara problem will be solved or will be backed by Hillary Clinton as next president. It will be a way of comforting Morocco, keeping the control of Western Sahara, which is disputed with Polisario opposition movement backed by Algerian government. The Moroccans are playing the trick. They are playing the card, Hillary card, saying if she is elected, my God, great, we will be saved in Western Sahara for quite a while.
Allegations of donor support in exchange for favors could hurt Hillary's presidential bid if proven. The only Democratic candidate has promised to be more open in future about the origin of donor money. Analysts say the scandal won't matter if the Republicans nominate a far-right candidate. But if, on the other hand, they choose someone more in the centre, able to take advantage of a negative publicity, then the 2016 elections could be heated. For RFI, Christina Urkelu.